Luke chapter 14, verses 25 through 33. This is the word of the Lord. Now great crowds accompanied him, and he turned and said to them, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king, going out to encounter another king in war, will not sit down first and deliberate whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? And if not, while the other is yet a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. So therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple." This is the word of the Lord. Command to hate one's own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters. It's a weighty command. Last Lord's Day, we noted that this charge to hate one's own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, that it has an Old Testament background. In Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 9, Moses blesses the tribe of Levi. He blesses the tribe of Levi, who said of his father and mother, "I regard them not." He disowned his brothers and ignored his children. "For they observed your word and kept your covenant." In Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 9, Levi is described as having observed the word of the Lord, as having kept the covenant. And how? By disregarding his father and mother, by disowning his brothers, by ignoring his children. And the story behind this blessing, when Levi did these things, it is recounted for us in Exodus chapter 32, when Israel had broken the covenant at Mount Sinai, when they worshipped the golden calf. Moses came down from the mountain and saw what the people had done. When he saw how they had broken loose. Exodus chapter 32, verse 26. He stood in the gate of the camp and said, "Who is on the Lord's side? Come to me." And of all the tribes, it was the sons of Levi who gathered around him. And to the sons of Levi, Moses said, "Put your sword on your side, each of you, and go to and fro from gate to gate throughout the camp, and each of you kill his brother and his companion and his neighbor." These were difficult words. This command was heavy. The sons of Levi did it. They did according to the word of Moses. They did according to the word of the Lord. And so Moses said to them, "Today you have been ordained for the service of the Lord, each one at the cost of his own son and his own brother." Levi counted the cost. He counted the cost of following the Lord. What can we say? What can we say but that on that day, Levi hated his father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters. What can we say but that on that day he renounced all that he had in order to follow the Lord? He did not spare his brother. He did not spare his companion. He did not spare his son. He let go of them all. He gave them up for the sake of the Lord. The cost. That was the cost of his being set apart to the Lord, and of all the tribes of Israel, Levi's portion was the greatest. Levi's inheritance was the greatest. Levi's portion, Levi's inheritance was God Himself. The Lord was his inheritance. The Lord was his portion. And so it is in Luke chapter 14. Christ stands in the midst of God's people. Christ stands in the midst of a people guilty of rebellion, guilty of sin. And he says, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come to me. So it is that whoever would follow the Lord, whoever would follow Christ, like Levi, he also is called to hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters. What does that mean? It does not mean you are called to dishonor your parents, or to despise your wives, or to be cruel to your children. Of course, you are to honor your parents. Husband is to love his wife. A mother is to care for her children. But your love for Christ must be greater. Your love for Christ must be first. Your love of Christ must be so great that your love of anything else or your love of anyone else may be counted as hatred. Your love of Christ, it must be so great. Whatever love you have for anything else, whatever love you have for anyone else, may be counted as hatred in comparison. One who would follow Christ, must be willing to let go of all things. He must be willing to let go of all things in order to lay hold of Christ. If your parents come before Christ, you cannot be his disciple. If you teach your children to put their parents before Christ, you are not teaching them to be his disciples. If your spouse comes before Christ, you cannot be his disciple. If your children come before Christ, cannot be his disciple. If anything comes before Christ, you cannot be his disciple. there is something that you are unwilling to give up. If there is someone that you are unwilling to lose, whatever it is, whoever it is, you cannot be his disciple. If you would follow Christ, you must hate even your own life. Now, what does it mean to hate your own life? It does not mean to take your own life, but rather it means not to love your own life even unto death. It means to hold fast to your confession of Christ, whatever the cost, whether it costs you your work, whether it costs you your possessions, whether it costs you your family, whether it costs you your friends, whether it costs you life itself. If you would follow after Christ, you cannot love your lives. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me, he cannot be my disciple. What does it mean to bear the cross? What did it mean for Christ to bear the cross? It meant for him to follow not his own will, but the will of another. It meant for him to say, "Not my will, but your will be done." It meant for him to humble himself unto death. It meant to give himself up for us and our salvation. And so it is for all who would be his disciples. To be his disciple is to follow in his footsteps. Is a servant greater than his master? Are you greater than Christ? If Christ had to bear the cross in this world, then so must you. If you would be conformed to Christ, then you must bear the cross. What does it mean for you to bear the cross? It means that you do not follow your own will, but you follow the will of another, the will of Christ, the will of God. Your decisions are not your own. What do we value most in the world? Freedom, independence, wage war for it. But you are not your own. Your decisions are not your own. In every decision you make, you must first ask yourself, will this be pleasing to the Lord? Will this be pleasing to Christ? Or will it grieve His Spirit? In every decision, you must bear the cross. In every decision, you must bear the cross and say with Christ, not my will, but your will be done. To bear the cross is to seek in everything not to please yourself, but to please the Lord. You bear the cross by humbling yourself. By humbling yourself, yes, even unto death. For the sake of Christ. For the sake of His gospel. For the sake of His church. And yes, that means that you may die. But it is a call also to die to yourself in everything that you do. How does a husband die to himself? How does a husband give himself up for his wife? By laying down his life for her, yes. Not just once, but every day. But counting his life is worth nothing except in service to her. But not thinking too highly of himself. By not insisting on his own way, by making himself her servant. And so it is with the one who would follow Christ. You must die to yourself. You must count your life as nothing except in the service of your Lord, except in service to Christ. That is the cost of discipleship. That is the cost of following after Christ. So often the church goes out of its way to make it seem so easy to follow after Christ. Follow after Christ. It demands something of you. It demands everything of you. It is not easy. But it is worth it. If you would follow Christ, you must count the cost. If you would encourage others to follow Christ, you must make known to them the cost. Jesus compares the one who would be his disciple to someone desiring to build a tower. Only a fool would begin to lay the foundation of that tower without having first counted the cost, without knowing whether he was able to complete it. Jesus compares the one who would be his disciple to a king who goes out to war. But only a royal fool would meet the enemy in battle before counting the cost to determine whether he was able to win that battle. The one who would follow after Christ must count the cost. The one who follows Christ without counting the cost, he will not endure. You do no one a favor by hiding the cost. The one who follows Christ without first counting the cost, he will not endure. The cares of the world will choke him. Persecution, when it comes, will cause him to fall away. He will not be prepared. He will not endure because he did not count the cost. You must count the cost. And what is the cost? To renounce everything. To renounce everything. What does it mean to renounce everything? It means to die to this world. It means to die to yourself. It means to live to another. If you do not renounce all that you have, you cannot be his disciple. What does it mean to renounce all that you have? It means to count it all as loss. It means to be willing to give it up for the sake of Christ. To be willing to lose it. To be willing to have it taken away. Sometimes Christ does not require everything of you. But sometimes he does. Sometimes he requires your wealth. Family. Your wife. Your child. Are you unwilling to give it all up. If you are unwilling to give up anything, then you have not counted the cost. Unless you are willing to give up everything, you have not counted the cost. God Himself counted the cost. In determining to save you, He counted the cost. He knew that it would require Him to give up His only Son. Christ, He counted the cost. He knew that it would require Him to give up His own life. You, you are being conformed to the image of God. You are being conformed to the image of Christ. If you would follow the Lord, if you would follow Christ, you must count the cost. In Revelation chapter 12, when a loud voice in heaven is heard to say, "Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of His Christ have come." Those who belong to Christ are seen. And they are described as those who have conquered by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They are described as those who loved not their lives even unto death. This is not true of some of God's people. It is true of all God's people. And so it must be true of you. Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, may you love not your lives even unto death. Count the cost and follow Him. Amen. Let us pray.